House of the Lord this morning. Praise God. Book of John, chapter number 3. Give honor to Pastor Kyle and all the ministry here, and I give honor to all the mothers that are in this place. And if I start to do a bad job preaching, I will just call Sister Kyle back up here because she was throwing down. It's never good when you have pressure before you preach. And the pastor's wife is a better preacher than you are. That's scary. We're so glad to be here. Happy Mother's Day to my beautiful wife. And I get to say that now, but I do have to work on the breakfast in bed part thing. I got the stare down when Sister Kyle was bragging about the McDonald's breakfast. So I'll just have to go to Burger King next year. Praise God. John chapter 3, verse number 1. Maybe IHOP, hey. Upgrade. I'm feeling it. Verse number 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water. Everybody say water. And of the Spirit. Somebody say spirit. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. To every guest that's here, every person that's never experienced salvation, I am preaching to you this morning. This service is for you. I know it's Mother's Day, but there is something even more important than Mother's Day. And I want to preach to you about the subject, a life-saving moment. A life-saving moment. Look at your neighbor and say, a life-saving moment. Jesus, anoint the word. I pray for power. I pray for anointing. I pray you would transfer these lips of clay into instruments anointed by your Spirit. And I most importantly pray people will get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ today, and people will receive the Holy Ghost today. Period. In the name of Jesus, you may be seated. Periodically, we all experience life-changing moments. Right there. The birth of a baby. Boy, someone's in the Holy Ghost. The birth of a baby is life-changing. The death of a loved one, life-changing. You get a call saying that your loved one has passed away and left you $5 million. I guarantee you that's life-changing. Or you get a call saying they've left you all their bills. That's also life-changing. You can get a doctor report that could be life-changing. You can get a text or a call or an email. Everything fine in your day, everything going smoothly, then out of nowhere, something life changing. Some days come and go, some months come and go, even some years come and go where you look back and you can't even remember what happened in that space of time. But there are strategic moments in your life that you look back and say, I'll never forget what happened that day. It changed my life. Whether it's good or whether it's bad, something changed your life. Miracles are life-changing. If you would have been there that day when Moses stretched out the rod over the Red Sea and watched the waters part, you would have not said, that's cute. You would have said, I'll never forget that the rest of my life. Now I know God can make a way out of no way. It doesn't matter what's in the way.
And you watch Joshua shout with all his might and the walls fall down from a city. You shall never forget this day. Have you seen Elijah pray for a baby, even though in the Bible no one had ever been resurrected from the dead yet, and the kid come back to life? You shall never forget this day. If you were to watch Shadrach walk around in a fiery furnace, and there's not even a smell of smoke come upon him, you would never forget it. It would be life-changing. If you would have been with Jonah in the whale, 3 days just hanging out inside the fish, I promise you, when someone asked you the next week, how was your week? I can't remember what happened. It must have flown by. You would remember. If you had seen Peter walk on the water, I was preaching somewhere one time, and I was preaching about God can make your dreams come true and come to pass, and a lady came up to me in her probably mid-70s, and she said, I received that word, and I said, okay, good. And she said, you don't understand. My dream was when I was a child that me and my sister would walk on water. I'm going home right now to fill up the bathtub, and I'm gonna walk on water. She said, do you believe God can make that happen? I said, no. You wouldn't have forgot that. Had you seen Jesus take 5 loaves and 2 fish? And all of a sudden, 5,000 people were stuffed. You wouldn't have forgot that at all. If you'd have seen him stop a storm with his mouth. In case you don't know, your God's mouth is bad. He's the only one I know that can send a 3-word sermon into a tomb. And Lazarus came out because that's how, I could preach on this. He could spit and you would get healed. They came to arrest him. He said, I am he. They fell down as if they were dead. His mouth was so powerful, demons feared him when he spoke. Do you realize who you worship when you clap your hands and raise your hands? You are worshiping a God who, if he breathed on you, would... If you would have been there when Jesus came out of the tomb, only person in the Bible that ever got resurrected without prayer. Everyone else had to pray for God to do. He said, I'll just get myself up. You wouldn't have forgot that at all. And Nicodemus said, I've come for a life-changing experience. Tell me about the miracles. And Jesus said, you've got it wrong. You want a life-changing moment, but you need a life-saving moment. Because what's more powerful than a life-changing moment is the moment where when you were bound for the gates of hell, God stepped into your life and said, sorry, I've got other plans for you. I don't want you to burn. I want you to walk on the streets of gold. I want you to have a mansion. I want you to worship me forever. I need to say, is there anybody in here that's had a life-saving moment? You were bound by drugs, bound by your past, but God reached down and said, watch this, and in one moment pulled you out of the devil's grip and released you from what Satan had planned. We must have a few that haven't been saved yet. Because if you really got the Holy Ghost and you've really been baptized in his name, you wouldn't be staring me down right now. Because there's no joy like having the Holy Ghost. There's no power like knowing you're saved. And if you've been bought by the Lord, excuse me for a second, I've been blood bought, fire baptized, sanctified by the anointing. And it's real and it's dangerous, and I'm glad I have it. Somebody take 10 seconds and knock the devil out right now by praising God that you're not where you used to be. God brought me out. Hey! Was lost, but he saved me. Was bound, but he saved me. You see, you can't depend upon your neighbor's approval to worship on that part. Well, she's staring at me. I better not clap my hands. Excuse me. She didn't die for your sin, sweetheart, and neither did he. Let them stare all they want to. There's something about knowing, hey, baby, when it comes to this, this ain't about you. If it had not been for the Lord, it was on my side. Sometimes you just have to praise him anyway. All right, sit down. Let's get into this. Here we go. Y'all are wild, man. I love this church. Jesus said, listen, you want to talk about the miracles? Let's get in the door first. You can't experience the life-changing stuff till you get the life-saving stuff. And he said, unless you're born again, you can't even see the kingdom of God. He further on went to say, unless you're born of the water. To be born means to come out of. Unless you come out of the water. Let me stop right here. If you're not baptized, you cannot go to heaven. Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Nowhere in the Bible did anybody confess and get saved. But if they confessed, the next thing they did, they were buried in the name of Jesus. You have to be baptized to go to heaven. I'm going to get in it now. That's not getting baptized. Baptism comes from the Greek word baptismo, to be immersed or submerged underwater. Not two or three drops, baby. You've got to go all the way down. You've got to go completely into the name. There's something about knowing it's not one drop of blood. It's covering me. It's saturating me. Every sin in my past has been washed away by the blood of the Lamb. Sprinkling, and I'm not attacking if you were sprinkled, but show me anywhere in the Bible where anybody was sprinkled. Because sprinkling is not submerging. Let's go farther. Sit down. Let's go farther. It's not just important that you're baptized. It's extremely important how you're baptized. Put up for me Matthew chapter 28, verse number 19. Jesus said, go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. That's how I was baptized, preacher. I'm saved. Time out. I was baptized in Father, Son, Holy Ghost. I'm saved. Time out. Let's read this, sweetheart. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father. Apparently, the Father has a name. And of the Son. So apparently, the Son has a name. And of the, three powerful words you could preach, and of the Holy Ghost. Apparently, the Holy Ghost has a name. Let's just see if we can find what these names are, shall we? John chapter 5, verse number 43. Jesus said, I am come in my Father's name. John chapter 10, verse number 30, Jesus said, I and my Father are one. John chapter 14, verse number 9, Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. I come in his name. He and I are one. If you've seen me, you've seen him. Guess what the name of the Father is? I cannot tell you if you've seen me, you've seen my dad. I cannot say we are one. It does not matter if I look exactly like him. We are separate beings. But Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen him. We're the same. We're one. We already know the name of the Son is Jesus. Matthew talked about it. You shall call his name Jesus. He shall save his people from their sin. We've got all that. Yeah, but the Holy Ghost preacher, glad you brought that up. John 14, 26, you don't bring a knife to a gunfight. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send, in my name. And then he said, I am with you, but I shall be in you. Because the name of the Father is Jesus. The name of the Son is Jesus. And the name of the Holy Ghost. Well, I can get baptized either way. It's no big deal. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse number 5 and 6. There's one Lord, one faith, 78 baptisms. There's two baptisms. You can do it either way. There's three. You can sprinkle Father, Son, Holy Ghost, or Jesus' name. No, it said there's one baptism. And then it said there's one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, in you all. And if you could get baptized either way, then in the Bible there would have been multiple ways they would have been baptized. But in Acts chapter 2, in Acts 4, in Acts 8, in Acts 10, in Acts 19, they were all baptized one way, and that was in the name of Jesus Christ, because it's the only name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Hey, it's more important than your wedding day. It's more important than the birth of your child. It's more important than how nice of a car you ride and how sweet your pad is. There is nothing as important as making sure when Jesus comes back, I want to go to heaven. That's all that matters. You can be as broke as a joke in this life, but if you've been baptized in the name of Jesus and filled with the Spirit, you're going to go to heaven. I was in Jacksonville preaching one night, Sunday night, Brother Olson, the pastor, was walking back and forth in his office for church. He was troubled. I said, what's wrong? He said, there was a man here that got the Holy Ghost last week, has a girlfriend. They need to be here. Something's going on. They need to be here. They live right down the street. He said, I'm going to send a bus to go get them right now. There's something wrong. I didn't know what he was talking about. Didn't really care. Church started. They went and got this man and this woman. They brought him in. Church started going on. She starts having a seizure about halfway in the back. I got someone's attention just now. She starts having a seizure. She falls down the floor. He says, go pray for her. All right. So I go down, make my way back to pray for her. as I get ready to pray for her, she's convulsing, and I put her head in my hands, and I'm praying, Lord, stop this seizure. Her eyes are rolling back in her head. It was lovely. And I got done praying. The eyes stopped rolling, and she looked at me, and she said, I leaned down. She said, the mark of the beast is coming, and you won't stop. You won't stop it. Satan is going to rule the world. I dropped her head. I went back up and sat down on the platform. People were rejoicing because she had been healed. About 10 minutes later, here she went again. Boom. Pastor said, go pray for her. I said, nope. He said, why? I said, that's not a sickness. That's a devil. He said, yeah, and you're the evangelist, and I'm paying you to preach. Go pray for her. So you're paying me to preach, not fight the devil. He said, that's part of your job. Go. He said, yes, sir. She's on the floor. Everyone's gathered around. Oh, God. I got about 10 feet away. I said, stop it in Jesus' name. She looked at me, sat up, and sat down. We went up to her and said, would you like to get baptized in Jesus' name? She said, leave me alone. Her boyfriend said, I want to get baptized right now. Come on, let's get baptized. I said, I bet you do. We went and baptized him. We went back three times to her while he was getting baptized. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. I said, come on, this is the most important moment of your life. Leave me alone. She died that night. Had a seizure and suffocated. This is what the Lord told me. Until she rejected salvation, the attack on her body did not have the authority to kill her. But when she said, no thank you to my name, the devil said, thank you, dead. I could stand here all day and tell you stories in the last 3 years of people that had no clue. They were in their last service. I could tell you about Jonathan in Tennessee, who had never darkened a church door, 26 years old. But on a Monday night, off night, I preached on baptism, and he showed up. He was the only visitor there, and we baptized him, and he got the Holy Ghost, and he died a week later out of nowhere. Why are you preaching this? Because in your other ear, while God's talking to you in one ear, there's a voice saying things like, you're not ready yet. Can I just take a commercial right here? You will never be ready. If you're waiting on yourself to get so cleaned up and so good that you're impressed with yourself before you give God a chance, then you think you're God. But you don't get good to get God. You get God, then you get good. And so, there's nothing, Paul said, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. Secondly, he'll tell you something like, well, not only am I not ready, but I just got too many mistakes in my past, and I don't deserve it. Can I just take a really awesome commercial break here? There's not a person in this room that deserved it. I don't care if they stare down their nose at you in their long dress. Like they're something you're not. In fact, if they're doing that, I would get away from them. Because apparently they've forgotten also that we were all born into sin and we were all shaped in iniquity. And he'll say things to you like, you're not ready, or you don't deserve it, or you're afraid of water. Are you more afraid of water or fire? I had a policeman tell me one time when I was trying to get him baptized in Jesus' name. I didn't even know he was a cop. I said, "You ready?" He said, "I'm scared of water." I said, "What do you do?" "I'm a police officer." I said, "What? You're not afraid of bullets, but you're afraid of water?" I said, "Here's what's awesome about being baptized. We don't hold you down for 7 years. You go all the way under, you come all the way up. Have you ever taken a bath?" There's nothing in the way. Don't tell me that your past is stronger. "Well, I probably won't last. I've got so many things going. I just probably won't last." You don't have a chance if you don't do this. It's not if you want to or you should do it. Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ." It's the only thing that takes away your sin. "You must be born of the Spirit also." What's the Spirit? It's the Holy Ghost. Put up for me Acts chapter 2, verse number 4. I'm not preaching much longer, but we all going to baptize some people. How do I get the Spirit? How do I get the Holy Ghost? Let's read a couple verses. "They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Put up Acts chapter 10, verse number 45 and 46. Awesome. "And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles," that's us, "also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost." Verse 46. "For they heard them speak with tongues." Acts chapter 19, verse number 6. "And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake." The evidence that you're filled with the Spirit. This bottle is almost full, but you can't tell from back there if it is or not. But if I do this and the water comes out of the mouth of the bottle, the bottle's overflowing. The contents inside the bottle have risen to the surface level where they're coming out the mouth. And the proof that you get the Holy Ghost is when you're worshiping God, you speak in God's language, and it comes out your mouth. I said it last Sunday. You cannot get the Holy Ghost with your mouth shut. Well, maybe I don't need it. Well, maybe you don't, except Jesus said you must be born of the water and Spirit. You must be. Must be. So, in the Bible, when they got the Holy Ghost, in Acts chapter 19, Paul asked them, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe?" If believing was enough, a bodybuilder can walk up to you and tell you everything you need to do to be a bodybuilder, and you can believe him. That does not make you ripped. It doesn't. You have to do what he says to do to get the results. "Well, I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ." So does everybody. In fact, the devil believes and trembles. The devil's not saved. You have to speak. Okay? Number two, you have to want it. "Well, I don't really want the Holy Ghost, but I'll go pray because the preacher said I need it." You're not going to get it. You realize what getting the Holy Ghost is? That's God coming in, that's Jesus coming inside you. Inside you. Sorry, that's not boring. If I'm yawning right now or falling asleep, something's wrong with me. Because the most exciting thing in the world is not a drug and alcohol or a person you can hook up with. The most exciting thing is the living creator of the universe coming inside your body and manifesting himself and living in you. It's greater than anything you can taste, try, or want. Happy Mother's Day! It's all about Jesus, baby. It's all about Jesus. Let's all stand. Here we go. We are not dismissed. Preacher, you're mean and crazy. No, I'll tell you what's mean and crazy. Hell. Because believe it or not, when you go to heaven or hell, you're not going there for a weekend. You don't go there for a few months, and if you like it, you decide to stay or not. It's for eternity. That means, God forbid, if you die in a car wreck today or have a heart attack. You're going somewhere forever. Preacher, I don't like you. Thank you. I'd rather you not like me and one day hug me when you're in heaven than to tell you everybody is a winner, give you a candy-coated message while you still go the wrong way. Are y'all ready? Here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. We're all going to repent in just a minute of our sins. Repenting means turning away from my sin. God, I am sorry for what I'm doing wrong. Are you going to be perfect afterwards? No. But if you get baptized in his name, the Bible said you have an advocate with the Father, which means you're in the family now, and you have a right to repent, and God washes it away. But until you're baptized, God says you're forgiven when you repent, but it's not forgotten. In other words, what if your sins were on that screen right there? If my sins were on that screen, I would drop the mic, run out the fastest door, which is probably that one, and you would never see me again. But my sins haven't just been forgiven. They've been forgotten. That means when you're baptized, everything you've ever done wrong, who you did it with, how long you did it, how bad it was, how much you enjoyed it, when God washes that away, God forgets it. You might remember it. The devil reminds you what you did, but God said, "What? I don't remember you doing that. You're covered by my name." Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask you a couple questions in a second, and I'm going to make an altar call for people that want to be baptized. And when I ask you to come forward, if you want to be baptized, I want you to come up here on the platform with us. Not in front, but up here with us. This is a huge day for you. This is the day for you. One more side note that just came to my brain. If you're not sure how you were baptized, I'm going to Terre Haute, Indiana next week to preach on Sunday. I was there a couple years ago, and I said that statement, and a lady came up who was a Sunday school teacher, had been teaching 20 years. People were mocking her. They were mad at her, but she came up because she wasn't sure how she was baptized when she was a kid. And 400 people stared at her. And she did not care, because I'd rather go to heaven than any place in this earth. I'd rather go to heaven than Orlando, Miami, Hawaii, the Caribbean, Jamaica. I'd rather go to heaven. Can you do me a favor? All over, front, back, everywhere. Can you look at your neighbor, both sides, and ask them, have you been baptized in Jesus' name yet? Answer the question honestly. If they said no, tell them it's time. If they said yes and you think they're lying, hey, guys, I brought a guy to church one time. I witnessed to him myself for months. The whole time I taught him Bible studies, he never said he'd never been baptized, anything. His first service, he's sitting over there by my wife. I said that question. I watched him tell my wife, yes. His name was Kevin. I said, Kevin, you are lying. Kevin got baptized. You can lie to your neighbor, but you're not going to get to heaven one day and knock on the gates and say, let me in. I did it, Lord. Oh, really? I remember you telling your neighbor yes when you actually was no. Beat it. Boom. Ask them one more question. Have you received the Holy Ghost yet? If they said yes, ask him, how long has it been? If they said no, it's time, baby. Are you ready? Here's what we're going to do. We're all going to repent of our sins. Pray together. I want you to pray with me. And I want you to pray with your own mouth. And then when we're done praying, if you need to be baptized, I'll call you. I want you to come up here and join us. This is the best day of your life. You're a son or a daughter, Mother's Day, this is the best day of your life to let God in. Every head bowed, every eye closed, every mouth open. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Forgive me for every thought, every word, every action, every sin in my past. Somebody pray with me. Every sin in my past, Lord. Every physical sin, every mental sin, every emotional sin, come on, every sin in my eyes, in my ears, in my mouth. Please forgive me of all of my sins. In Jesus' name. Are you ready? If you've not been baptized in Jesus' name, or you're not sure, I want you to come join me on the platform right now. And I'll wait. Once the first one comes, the rest will follow. It's hard to break the ice, but break it and don't let the devil hold you where you are. Here we go. Here we go. Let's go. Come on up here. Come on. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. Here we go. Oh, how precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood. This is awesome. Here we go. Make plenty of room. Let's see. Here we go. That's it. Come on. Come on. If you brought a guest, don't make them come by themselves. Come on. We've got water. What doth hinder thee to be baptized? There's nothing in the way of getting all my sins washed away. There's more coming. There's more coming. You guys all right? Awesome. 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 I know there's more. Preacher, let it go. Brother Sapp, come here, help me. Can you grab Brother Sapp's hand, buddy? Right there? Okay. Can I stop right here? There's still more coming. Praise God. Look at this. This is awesome. What's your name? Asher. Awesome. Asher came up here first. Let me show what's going on with some people in the pew right now. Let's pull the other way. God's pulling one way. The enemy's pulling the other way. Guess who's in the middle? Asher is. Same thing going on out here. Some just broke free. Let's do it now. I'm ready. But there are some that the devil's trying to hold you back right now. And he's saying, don't move. Don't you dare do it. It's not you. It's not for you. I've got news for you. It's not for the devil. It is for you. Heaven is for you. It's made for you. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare you a mansion. Is there anyone else in the back, in the front, in the middle? Is there anyone else? I'm like a doorman right now. I got both doors open. Anyone else? We got some more. Here we go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. There you go. Come on. There you go. It's time, baby. Which way are you going? There's some more. Hey, this is your new family right here. Can you make them feel welcome? The Bible said the angels rejoice when one. Y'all are getting baptized? Where's my guy at? Okay. I think you're going through this door, right? Okay, follow him. We've got robes for you to change into. If that's the excuse, we got robes too. You won't ruin your clothes. Follow him right there. See him? There you go. We're going to get stuff for you to change into. Can you give them a hand? We're going to baptize all of them in Jesus' name. Devil's having a bad day. Somebody ought to rejoice right now. I think we got more than that. I just think that when we really think about it,
maybe you've already been baptized, but you want the Holy Ghost. Why don't you start making your way up towards the front? Because we're going to pray with you. Now listen, for the first time in 7 years, we have our baptism right here on property. We're going to be able to see this happen. And isn't this a great way to initiate it? At least 35 people are walking out to be baptized. Now I want you to listen to Pastor. This is what we're going to do as a church. You're going to be going out the main doors. Don't go yet. You're going to go out the main doors. You're going to flow in this direction towards the baptism. They're going to be coming out with robes. I think, I'm not really sure how many robes we have, but 7 or 8 of them. They're going to be coming and lining up. Others are going to be waiting for them to come back. Some may be here waiting, etc. But there are those that are being baptized that have not received the gift of the Holy Ghost. So we want to work with praying with them while they're waiting to be baptized. And then if it's their turn and you're praying with them, we'll just reach and pray with them as they walk up the steps and put them in the water if they didn't receive the Holy Ghost yet. But many of them will receive the Holy Ghost before they actually reach the steps to be baptized. Won't that be awesome? Amen. And we have plenty of time to do this. But before we go out there, if you would like to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, because he preached, remember what the Lord said, be born of the water and the Spirit. And so if you've never received the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, and you would like to have the Holy Ghost today, we want you to make your way down towards the front. I know you're here. You're embarrassed. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Every one of us made this trip. There's not a one of us born with it. I think John the Baptist was the only cat born with the Holy Ghost. That means everyone in this building made this trip. If you have the Holy Ghost, it's because at some point in time you repented of your sins, stepped out of that seat, made your way down to an altar, lifted your hands, and glorified God, and He filled you with the Holy Ghost. We have someone in the Holy Ghost right behind you, I think. The Holy Ghost. Make your way just a little bit over to my left. Brother Eddie, his precious brother, precious sister. Who else? Come on, others. Walking over here from my left. God bless you, sister. Brother Heron's going to take over with this. If you already have the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, you're already filled with the gift. I mean, you've already been baptized in Jesus' name. And you can come down and begin to pray with these. Others of you, you can begin to make your way out. We're going to pray and baptize with these on the outside. Brother Heron, with the Holy Ghost.
All right. If you're up here for the Holy Ghost, raise your hand so I know who you are when I come to pray for you. Can you raise your hand? Okay, look around, altar workers. Look around. They get their hand raised. We're going to pray for them right now. Listen, guys, if you're seeking the Holy Ghost, remember last Sunday, the highest praise you can give God is hallelujah. It means I give my whole being to you, Lord. If you don't know how to pray, if you're afraid to open your mouth and pray, just, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And start worshiping God. And sooner or later, it won't make any sense. It won't be English. It won't be what you normally speak. It'll come out and you won't understand it. Don't control it. Just let God do it, okay? Okay? We're going to pray with you right now. I want you to raise your hands. I want you to open your mouth and to worship God. And in your own way, begin to pray. By the authority of the word of the Lord. By the power of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you said, in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. I pray right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for all the people that are getting baptized that will get the Holy Ghost. But those that are in the altar right now have already been baptized in your name. I pray you'd pour out the Holy Ghost on them right now in the name of the Lord, that they would feel your spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the Holy Ghost begin to fall on them and shout hallelujah right now and begin to worship the Lord. That's it, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. There you go, right there. Let that go. There you go. There you go. Let that tongue go. Come on home, folks. Help me pray. Help me pray. Here we go. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord.
Follow you forward. Sing, you make all things. All things new, and I will follow you.
In the name of Jesus, let's just speak in tongues as the Spirit.
You make all things new.
If the Spirit gives the utterance, let it go. Let your tongue go. Let your tongue go. In the name of Jesus, let your tongue go. Let your tongue go. Yes, yes, yes.
And I will follow you.
Yes.
To declare to you, my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrendered my life to Christ. I'm moving, I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you, my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrendered my life to Christ. I'm moving, moving forward. What a moment you have brought me to, such a freedom. I have found in you. You're the healer who makes all things new. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you my past is over. A second chance, hallelujah, hallelujah, yeah, yeah, yes, 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 yeah, yeah. Not going back, I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you, my past is over. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving, I'm not going back.
I'm moving ahead.
I'm here to declare to you, my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving, moving forward. You make all things new.
You make all things new. Yes, you make all things
and
new.
And I will.